Welcome to the podcast of Lancaster Brethren in Christ Church, located in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. LBIC is a community being transformed by the love of Jesus, sharing this love with all people. We want this podcast to be an extension of our community and a connection with familiar voices. Together, we want to think about how to follow Jesus in our particular moment. So enjoy the podcast. We're grateful to have you join us as a part of the LBIC family.
Child dedication is by far one of my favorite things that we do in the life of the church family, and so I'm really excited to be able to lead this morning. Child dedication is not so much about the child as it is about the parents. It is the parents' public commitment to say, I realize that this child is a gift from God, and in response to that, I dedicate myself as a parent to raising this child in such a way that they will come to know the love and grace of Jesus. And I do that in the community of our church family so that you as a church family can come alongside us as parents to raise our children so that they will know who Jesus is and how much he loves them. Deuteronomy 6, 7 through 9 says, these commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. In other words, let God, the love of God, and all your service and your life be permeated by God and his presence. And let that impact the way that you raise your children. That's the command. Let this be not just our Sunday morning thing, but our driving to preschool, our picking up from sports, our going to the grocery store, our getting ready on Sunday mornings. Every moment of our lives, let who we are as Christ followers permeate that. And that's what the parents are trying, not perfectly. They're not going to do it perfectly, but they're going to do their best. And that's what they're coming to say today. So I invite those, we're actually dedicating four children this morning. So I invite those of you who are participating to come on up. Parents with their children, and what's going to happen is I have some anointing oil, so I'm going to anoint and pray over a child, and then the parent is going to tell us about that child, and then I will anoint and pray over the next child, and then the parent will tell us about that child, so that we can do this one by one and really celebrate each precious, amazing, this always makes me cry, beautiful children that we have this morning. But before I pray, I'm going to ask the parents a few questions, and then I will ask you as a church family the same questions. So parents, Steve, I'm going to go to the handheld mic so that I can actually face the parents that I'm talking to. Excuse me. Parents, do you accept your child as a gift from God? Do you dedicate yourselves as parents to nurture your children in the ways of Jesus, preparing them to come to their own commitment to following Jesus? As much as you love your child, do you believe, this gets me every time, do you believe that God loves them even more? And will you seek to surrender your lives to the love and care of God? And as members of the church family, do you accept responsibility for the well-being of these children? And will you, through your prayers, actions, and words, support these parents in nurturing their children in the grace and truth of Jesus? If so, say, we do. Okay, I'm going to start over here with Miss Charlotte. Hi, Charlotte. Charlotte, I anoint you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let's pray together. Lord God, we thank you so much for this beautiful little girl. We thank you for what she brings to this family, the joy that she brings, her personality, the way that you have uniquely created her. We pray this morning for her parents as they stand here and they say, we want to raise her that she knows you. Guide them in that, Lord. Give them wisdom and creativity and help them raise her well. And we pray for her big sister, Charlotte, that you would also, Clara, that you would be with her as she speaks into her sister's life too. Lord, we thank you for this little girl, and we ask that you would help her, draw her near to you, that she may give her life fully to you. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Joshua and Becca, would you like to share with us about your daughter?
Charlotte, ever since you started smiling, you have not stopped. Everyone who meets you lights up immediately because that baby is so happy and look at all that hair. You are a social butterfly, bubbly and giggly. You love your big sister so much and watch her all day long. We love when we catch you looking at us from across the room and you burst into a big smile.
Today we are dedicating your life to God and promise to raise you in the church family. God has a beautiful plan for you. You are his beloved creation. We desire to teach you everything we know, to show you who Jesus is. We can only take you so far. You must let Christ's mercy lead you and be your strength. We pray that you will fall in love with Jesus, that you will seek the wisdom given by the Spirit, and that you will find your identity in being a beloved daughter of Christ. While you are still our sweet little baby, discovering the world around you, it is our honor to watch and guide you. Someday, you will know us as more than just your parents. You will see our brokenness and our flaws. You might be angry and wish that we were more. We pray that you will have grace for us as we will for you. God is going to use you in incredible ways. We can't wait to watch you walk and dance in his love. We promise to pray for you daily and saturate you in Christ's ways so that someday you can make the choice to accept the gift of Christ's love and to walk in fellowship with him. We commit to raising you in the church, in fellowship with other believers. We want to surround you with examples of great faith, and we know we need support and guidance to parent you well. Our prayer is that you will have people walking with you on your faith journey. We love you so much. Love, Mom and Dad.
That was beautiful. Oh, gosh. Here's little Margaret Louise. Maggie, I anoint you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for this precious little girl. We thank you for her life, for the joy that she has brought to her family. We thank you for the way that you have uniquely created her. God, we pray for her parents that you would guide them in their journey of parenting. Give them wisdom, give them patience, give them strength, give them rest after sleepless nights. God, we pray for her big brother, too. Would you help Ethan to speak into her life in wonderful ways? And in all that they do as a family, Lord, help them to face her towards you so that she will know your love and your grace, and she will give herself fully to you. We thank you for this little girl, and we pray all this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Ethan and Rachel, let us know about your little girl.
Well, Margaret Louise, or Maggie, as we call her, joined us in the midst of a pandemic, as most of those of us up here understand. And Maggie was a very bright spot in an arduous and quite depressing year, and so we're very thankful for her. And Maggie, like your namesake, Rachel's grandmother, Margaret Louise, we see your infectious smile and your kind heart and somewhat of a stubborn independence. And we hope that you grow and learn in Christ, and like your namesake, commit yourself to the Lord and give back to those you love and the community around you.
Thanks for sharing. Good morning, Amira. How are you? Amira Ann Lehman, I anoint you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. God, we thank you for another beautiful girl. You have given our church such gifts. You have given this family such a gift. We thank you for Amira. God, we pray as she grows that she will come to know who you are, how much you love her, and her response will be to give her life fully to you. We pray for her parents as they raise her. Guide them, direct them, help them to speak words of love and wisdom and life into her. And Lord, help her, we pray, to come to know you fully and completely. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Oh, wait, why don't you talk to us about Amira first? Great, okay. Hi, Gianni. Gianni Ray Lehman. I anoint you in the name of the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let's pray together. Lord God, thank you for this beautiful boy. Thank you for the way that you've created him. Thank you for the life that he has, the energy that he has. Thank you for the way he has blessed his family. Lord, we pray as he grows, he will come to know who you are, how much you love and care for him. Lord, we pray for his parents as they stand here today, committing themselves to raising their children in a way that their kids can know you. Guide them each step of the way. As they parent two very different children, Lord, give them wisdom for each one. Help them, Lord, to help their kids to know who you are, how much you love them, and help Gianni to understand and respond in that love by giving himself to you and being in relationship with you. We thank you for his life, and we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Gianni and Amira, we are so excited that this day has finally come for you to be dedicated. Since your birth, you have brought us new perspectives and a richness that only having a child can bring. Gianni, it's been such a joy to watch you grow into the toddler you are today. We are reminded to appreciate the mundane, everyday items that are all brand new and exciting to you. A wire nut, a pumpkin stem, a button. We appreciate your love of all things with wheels and how those items must roll over every surface of our home and how the parking lot is the most exciting aspect of any destination. And Amira, although you're only 4 months old, it's apparent already how much you desire to take it all in, how your favorite activity is to watch your brother eat, or how much you can tolerate his hugs. We pray that each of you will have confidence in yourselves because God created you and he makes no mistakes. He has big plans for your lives. Be open to where he calls you and where he leads you. We pray that you receive God's grace and that you also extend that grace to others. Isaiah 43:2 says, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flame will not set you ablaze." We love you.
And for each of the children, we're going to give them a Jesus Storybook Bible, which if you don't have one of these, your child should, because they're awesome. You guys may be seated. Thank you.
Can you just say congratulations to all these folks? Congratulations, guys. Y'all have cute kids. Just saying.
You don't sleep with them.
I don't sleep. No. Mine are older, Ethan. They sleep longer than yours. You'll get there too someday, brother. Kim, I want to invite you to come and share with us just God's work in your life over the last year or so. Thanks so much for sharing.
Good morning. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Kim, and I've been a member of this church for many, many years. I am on a quest for beautiful things because I believe that we can see God and meet God in those things. The beautiful thing I brought is over here. That is a blanket that my sister-in-law made for my family a couple of years ago. And when she was making it, whenever I was over at her house, I saw it, and I just loved the colors, and there's pieces of scraps in there from projects that she's made for my kids and for me and my husband. And when she surprised me with it, I was just delighted. And she said, "As I made this for you, I prayed for your family." And it has brought me a great deal of comfort, and I'm going to share a little story with you. And this blanket is just a reminder of God's embrace, because we don't always feel it, but it is there. In the winter of 2018, I was serving this church in the role of head deacon and as a volunteer pianist. Something inside of me snapped, and I suddenly couldn't serve anymore. I couldn't explain what was happening in my heart, but I knew I had to give up serving for a period of time. I called Pastor Joshua and tearfully told him I couldn't serve anymore. And I couldn't give a really good reason. I gave him some flimsy excuses. But I knew I had to stop. Nothing bad happened, but I was very confused. I loved playing the piano, and I completely lost the desire. Serving as a deacon has so many rewards, and it's important work. But something was off, and I sensed I needed to stop serving the church. This is not a don't do church work story. This is a listen to God story. So several weeks after I gave up those responsibilities, I was sitting in the front pews there with my children, and I had a conversation with God. I was slammed with a message. I was overwhelmed, and I could sense God telling me, just let me love you. Let me love you. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to serve. Just let me love you. And I thought, you know, why am I overwhelmed by your love? This is really awesome, but why? Just let me love you. Just let me love you. I wasn't feeling unloved, but thanks. And then I felt it again. Just let me love you. Let me love you. And then I got worried. I said, God, what are you doing? What disaster is coming my way? And then I thought, oh, you can't think like that. You know, God's not out to get you. Just let me love you. Just let me love you. I just felt this sense of that. Shortly after that Sunday, for me personally, things really began to unravel. That spring, my sister called me with a series of phone calls, and every phone call got worse. I have a weird pain under my rib. I found lumps in my neck. I have a cough that won't go away, and I'm short of breath. I used antibiotics, and they didn't help. The doctor found spots in my lungs and fluid around my heart. I had a biopsy, and it tested positive for lung cancer. The cancer spread to my lymph nodes, my heart, and my bones. It's stage 4. There is no cure, only treatment. And then when my sister gave me the worst of the worst news, she said, look up. So spring 2019, I learned that my sister was terminally ill. The following winter, my grandfather died a very painful death of cancer. And then spring of 2020, we all experienced the global pandemic, which we are still experiencing. Fall of 2020, when we were still in the middle of this pandemic that I was anticipating being over at that point, I went back to work. I am a teacher, those of you who don't know me, and I'm a music teacher. So as the school year started, I was full of anxiety about everything. I had to rethink how I was teaching, how was I going to teach K-3 music without singing or sharing any instruments, and I didn't have enough instruments for everybody to have one and sanitize. I lost my classroom. I had to teach on a cart and push into classrooms. I had to teach virtual students at the same time as live students and keep everybody safe. My department is understaffed like everybody else in the world, and so I had to travel not only to my school but to other middle school buildings, increasing my exposure. So it was really stressful. I truly rose to the occasion and made the best of my circumstances. But by October, I found myself in the middle of the most toxic work situation I've ever experienced in my life. I had daily panic attacks as I walked into the school building, and I came home crying every day. My blood pressure began to reach dangerously high levels on a regular basis, and I ended up taking a 4-week leave of absence from work. I collected myself, and when I returned to work, things actually got worse. And I had no choice but to hold my head high and do what I could to protect my heart. Got through the school year, and then this summer I found a nodule that had to have a biopsy. Turned out to be benign, but it was just one more moment of stress. And then a couple weeks ago, this fall, my sister lost her battle with cancer. I have never been as disappointed and hurt by the actions of people as I have in these past 3 years. I have felt rejected, attacked, ignored. Navigating anticipatory grief in the context of a global pandemic with a work life that was in absolute shambles just about broke me. Over the past 3 years, I have contemplated times where God has answered my prayers through miraculous healing. And then there are times where I've received a firm no to my greatest desires. There were times where I had deep faith in God that He was going to come through for me, and He didn't. There were times where I thought God was letting me down, and times where He has revealed a greater plan. I truly believe that God can swoop in and rescue us at any time, and I don't understand why He doesn't. I pray big and with confidence in my Father, and sometimes I find myself not getting the answers I want. But there's something that I learned this past year. These are not my words, this is someone else. I began to realize that my disappointment with God wasn't something that He had done to me, it was something I had done to Him. I had put conditions on our relationship that were never meant to exist. I had a sense of entitlement, and I thought I deserved better. It's only when we bring our pain to Him that we can find our dwelling in Him. So in this past year, as I was dealing with these yucky things, there were moments where God was silent, and there were moments where He showed up. I think it was in the spring of the year that I woke up in the middle of the night, and it was one of those glorious thunderstorms where, you know, the whole house shakes. And it was in the middle of the night, I was fast asleep, and the head of my bed is right below a window. And I woke up, and like the window was shaking. The window was shaking, and the whole earth was thundering, and there was this crash of lightning, and it woke me up with the start. It was like, I felt like Beethoven. And I woke up, and it was like I heard the voice of God say, I can change this story. And after that, you can't sleep. So I went downstairs, and I wrapped myself up in this tangible reminder of God's prayers and love and goodness. And I found this psalm. I love you, Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I called to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and I have been saved from my enemies. The cords of death entangled me, and the torrents of destruction overwhelmed me. The cords of the grave coiled around me, and the snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called to the Lord. I cried to God for help. From His temple, He heard my voice. My cry came before Him, into His ears. He reached down from on high and took hold of me. He drew me out of deep waters. He rescued me from my powerful enemy and from my foes who were too strong for me. I am still in the storm of grief, and I know God told me He can change this story, and it's not turning out the way I expected. But I will tell you, God has shown up. He has embraced me. I have seen Him in flower petals that have followed me along a road. I have seen His power in the fire pit in the backyard, in the simple little things. I love Beautiful Things Sunday because it points to God, and we can experience Him in a real way and experience Him here. So I challenge you to find your beautiful thing, like I did in my sister-in-law's quilt or blanket, crocheted blanket.